días from Last Point. This is the Rorschach Argentina update from the 4th of June, 2026. A quick summary of what's going down in Argentina. Thousands of people flooded the streets across Argentina on Wednesday the 3rd for the 11th annual Ni Una Menos, or Not One Less, mobilization, a massive grassroots feminist movement. The turnout follows the recent murders of several young women that have sparked widespread public outrage and debate over safety. The victims include 14-year-old Agostina Vega, whose body investigators discovered in a vacant field in the central Córdoba province after she went missing for a week. Only days earlier, authorities found 30-year-old Noelia Romero, who died after her boyfriend attacked her in Temperley, inside the Buenos Aires province. Activists at the rally criticized President Milei's administration for dismantling state offices and public policies designed to prevent gender-based violence. They also voiced frustration with local judiciary, pointing out that a femicide happens every 31 hours in Argentina, and accusing officials of neglect when searching for missing girls from working-class neighborhoods. In the middle of this public outcry, the security ministry triggered a separate political dispute by highlighting a drop in national crime figures. Alejandra Monteoliva, the security minister, announced on Monday the 2nd that Argentina's overall homicide rate fell from 4.4 per 1,000 residents in 2023 down to 3.6 in 2025. The drop makes Argentina the least violent nation in Latin America and the Caribbean, according to government data. The ministry also highlighted an 11% decrease in homicides with female victims during 2025. However, the timing of the announcement and the specific language used caused friction. Monteoliva called Agostina Vega's murder a regular homicide, completely avoiding the term femicide. This aligns with President Milei's long-standing position against using the word. Feminist organizations argue that tracking these crimes simply as general murders hides a targeted reality, while the government pushes back, urging the press to focus on raw statistical improvements. Since we mentioned the deep political divide surrounding state figures, a key piece of writing looks at whether the country can turn its current financial numbers into deep institutional credibility. Writing for the Buenos Aires Herald in English, Adrian Genesier explores whether Argentina is safe enough for long-term builders. The author highlights that while the government has real macroeconomic achievements to show, like a balanced budget, recovering reserves, and a major drop in country risk, long-term investors remain exceptionally cautious. To read the full piece, check out the link in the show notes. Moving to transportation, everyday drivers are looking at a major administrative shakeup. On Wednesday the 3rd, the executive branch published a resolution that opens up the registration process for private mechanic workshops and commercial dealerships to perform the mandatory vehicular inspection, nationally known as the VTV. Under the new rules, any private garage can offer the service as long as they employ a certified engineer and possess the technical equipment required to inspect cars, cargo trucks, and passenger buses. Now here's an update on the labor reforms we've been tracking. On Monday the 1st, the president signed a decree officially regulating the new Labor Assistance Fund, which was passed under the Labor Modernization Law. This new framework fundamentally changes how registered workers receive severance pay after getting fired. Instead of traditional direct employer payouts, it will now be financed through collective investment vehicles like mutual funds and financial trusts. To clarify how this impacts employment, the new system is mandatory for all workers covered by the updated regime, but it requires a minimum of 12 months of formal registration to access full coverage. The law sets up a dedicated mechanism where fund managers must transfer severance funds to a dismissed worker within 5 business days. The text dictates that these specific assets can only be invested in financial instruments traded in Argentina, and the system officially takes effect on the 1st of November. While the administration updates labor guidelines, a federal appeals court in Patagonia cleared a major roadblock for mining companies. The judges overturned a lower court injunction that had suspended President Milei's reforms to the National Glacier Law within the southern Santa Cruz province. Congress originally approved the environmental amendments on the 9th of April, but a local lawsuit filed by officials in El Calafate, a town located near the famous Perito Moreno Glacier, had frozen its application in the region over environmental destruction fears. The appellate judges ruled that the initial freeze lacked proper legal assessment, allowing the new mining guidelines to take effect in Santa Cruz while broader constitutional challenges play out. On that note about political friction, the local film community used a national stage to protest the state's culture budget cuts. On Tuesday the 2nd, the Argentine Film Academy celebrated its annual SUR Awards at the Alvear Theater in downtown Buenos Aires. The city's biggest winner was Belén, a legal abortion drama directed by Dolores Fonzi, which took home 5 major awards, including Best Fiction Film. The movie tells the true story of a landmark feminist legal battle against gender-based judicial violence, and it served as Argentina's official submission to the Oscars. In a separate dispute over state funding, the country's public higher education network is showing visible signs of strain. On Monday the 1st, the Center for World University Rankings released its Global 2026 report, which evaluates more than 21,000 higher education institutions across 95 countries. While 7 Argentine public universities managed to retain their spots among the top 2,000 institutions worldwide, every single one of them suffered a drop compared to last year's study. The University of Buenos Aires, or UBA, remains the highest-ranked institution in the country, but it slid 14 places down to position 423. Leaving the universities aside, the state-owned airlines has made a major commercial pullback ahead of football's biggest tournament. Aerolíneas Argentinas announced this week that it had canceled its plans to operate special direct World Cup flights during June and July from the interior cities of Córdoba, Rosario, and Tucumán. Company officials pointed to the double economic challenge. First, the ongoing war involving Iran has caused continuous spikes in international jet fuel prices. Second, general ticket sales have been much lower than expected. This slowdown in aviation connectivity mirrors a much broader drop in the country's vital inbound tourism sector. Fresh numbers published by the INDEC Statistics Institute show that while 3.5 million foreign tourists visited the country during the first 4 months of the year, the total represents a 20% drop when compared to the same periods in 2023 and 2024. Industry experts note that while premium long-haul travelers from Europe and Asia are slightly increasing, traditional budget travelers from neighboring countries have dropped sharply. As international travelers navigate the country's landscapes, a prolonged rescue operation ended in tragedy in the far south this week. On Monday the 1st, an emergency search crew discovered the bodies of 2 missing hikers at the lower section of the Vinchinguera Glacier, located in Ushuaia, inside the southern Tierra del Fuego province. Investigators discovered that the 2 victims were roped together for safety, suggesting that one likely slipped and dragged the other down a steep, difficult mountain slope. Since we are on the topic of unexpected logistical challenges, Nestor Marcelo Lamboglia, the president of the newly unified National Gas Electricity Regulatory Agency, resigned from his post on Monday the 1st after less than a month in office. While officials' press releases insist that Lamboglia stepped down for personal reasons, sources inside the agency confirm that personal friction split the board. To close this edition, a monumental musical project is breathing life into the traditional soul of Argentine tango. This month, 3-time Grammy nominee Pablo Jarena and Ignacio Warchowski, the founder of El Arranque Orchestra, released Fuecherias. The recording project brings together 31 master players from different generations and stylistic backgrounds to perform lost arrangements, new compositions, and traditional recoveries centered entirely around the bandoneon. The ensemble will take the show to Córdoba this July, proving that local tango remains vibrant and alive. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Anything to ask or tell us? Info@rorschach.com. Nos vemos la próxima semana.